neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In the end of the Sefer Shemot, Parashat Pirudei, it's brought that when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom noticed that everything has done correctly, and the work of the Mishkan was concluded, so he gave him a blessing. So now, what type of blessing he gave them? Well, what was the blessing? You know what the blessing he gave him? Yeah, that's also included, yeah. That's the last of your worries. So Gemara brings, he gave him the blessing of V'hino Am, Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Masei Adeinu Konena Aleinu, Masei Adeinu Konenehu. You know this pasuk? You know what it is? Chasdei Baruch, yeah. End of the 90, right. Yeah, in the last pasuk of 90. So what does that mean? That he told them, Yehi Ratzon, that the glory of Hashem will rest on your hand. So first of all, he told them, of course, you do many things. What is greater than Mishkan? But still, it's physical. You make a lot of things. You make a lot of plans. You make a lot of effort. You run, you know, here, there. You know, you fly. You know, many things that you do. But still, it needs a very important ingredient. So that's what the V'Noah means. So now, here, the Mizmor 91 is one of the 11 Mizmorim that Moshe Abraham Shalom recited. So 11 Mizmorim was recited by Moshe Abraham Shalom. So Mizmor 91, that it was recited by him, has another name. We know what the other name is? The one that repeat 7 times after we lighting the Nerot. Sorry? Yeah, what is the other name? No. Has a name. What's the name? Mizmor Shir Negaim. Right. This is the Mizmor that has shield to protect from any type of harm and damages. So that's why before we go to sleep, what Mizmor we say? 91. Why? Very nice. Before we go to sleep, this mizmor will protect us from to have, you know, good dreams. When we get up, we'll be smiling. When we get up, you know, run to Hanetzahama. You know, we get up. Exactly. Yes. And also, it's suggested in case you take a nap during the day, say this mizmor also, because sleeping in the day is much more delicate.
How long is a nap? 1 hour, half an hour, what?
At night, you mean?
No, middle of
a week, you mean? 2 hours a week is enough. If you take a nap, yeah, it's good to say this. So now, here, the delicate point here is, why this Mizmor is more Shel Negaim? Why? Why Shabbat Shalom recited this Mizmor? Because we say in this Mizmor, Ki Atah Hashem Machsi. What does Machsi mean? You say this Mizmor? Because in this Mizmor, we admit the only refuge comes from who? From who? So that's why we say, Ki Ata Hashem Machsi Elyon Samta Me'onecha. So here in this Mizmor, it's very interesting. We say, Ki malachav yitzavelach v'shmoncha v'chodelachecha. So what does that mean?
That Hashem the angels should protect you on your way.
Right? So this is the blessing that we give when people go on a trip and so on. Ki malachav yitzavelach v'shmoncha v'chodelachecha. And then what we say after it, right after what we say? Al kapayim yisa'uncha. Why? painting of Ba'emen. So now, I have a question for you. If Ribono Sholam sends you angel to protect you, he cannot take away the stones out of your way?
Stones are necessary.
Who tells you?
Stones are part of it.
You understand? Isn't that something? Hashem says, I'll send you angel. And then he took the stones away. You know what it is in life? Without having his stones on the way, you know what it is?
Boring.
It's boring. You know, you don't run to a stone a little bit, you know, have excitement.
What would life be without these stones?
So it's tasteless.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what exactly. This means more. It's a very powerful means more to realize that, especially tonight, that is eight after Hanukkah, has such a shefa, such a bracha that is ready to pull down. But there is a very, very important ingredient that we have to have, emunah shelema, that whatever that has taken place in our life, and whatever that Hashem places us in any circumstances, we have to be aware that it's only and it's only Him. Ein od milavado. And that's why this day has such a opportunity to bring so many yeshuot. There's so many stories about 8 days after Hanukkah, that how the Geulah came about for many, they needed children, zivuk, parnasah, and how it came about. And this is the day that Hashem Baruch Hu, Bezat Hashem, Yiftach Kol Sha'ari Shamayim V'Kol Am Yisrael.
Amen.
Yizkeh V'Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot, Bezat Hashem.
Koyel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Halelu Ko, Koyel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koyel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Halelu Ko, Koyel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.